for Richie Saunders. 11 for 18 from the field, 6 of 11 from deep, career-high 6 threes, along with 6 rebounds and an assist, plus a block, plus a steal, 30 points in 30 minutes. And I know that teammate Dallin Hall couldn't help but be impressed by Richie Saunders today. Dallin, welcome on. Congratulations to you and the guys, and how about that day from Rich?
Appreciate you. Yeah, man, that dude was a walking flamethrower tonight. I've seen that a lot this summer and just playing with Richie for a long time. So, and then when he gets it going, he's relentless getting downhill, super tough to guard, and he's also really selfless. Like, he's not out there trying to get his. He's just playing the right way, always ready to score. So he's a big-time player.
He's trying to get a win.
Yeah, that's what he's about.
He didn't play the last game. Yegor didn't play the last three games. You get both those guys back today. The band was back together, and you had your whole group here starting league play. Good timing for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, great timing. I think really smart on our coaches to approach it cautiously and make sure we're ready to go for Big 12. And so we're just grateful to have everyone out there, and, you know, it shows the talent we have, the chemistry we have, and now we're just going to keep getting better every game, I think.
Yeah, great opener for you guys, Dallin. And you were part of that team last year, but this is a different ASU team, 9-2, that played well, have a lot of athleticism, young, exciting young players. What was the game plan going into this one? What did you feel like you had to take away from these guys?
Yeah, I think transition was a huge piece, limiting turnover so they couldn't get out and run. Another huge piece was just a tight shell, we call it. They got a couple guys that like to get busy offensively and get into isolation, so we really wanted to make it a 1-on-5 game. And I felt like we did really good on both of those through stretches. There's a couple things we can clean up, and then obviously rebounding. So overall, I thought it was a great performance. There's going to be things we can work on and hash out, but the sky's the limit for us.
Jaden Quaintance was averaging almost 3.5 block shots per game. 0 block shots for ASU as a team today.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that, actually. But, you know, I think our bigs are two of the best bigs in the country, between Foose and Kava, super dynamic veterans. And I think they wear bigs down a little bit. So I credit him. He came in and played hard, but those are two tough guys to be matched up with.
ASU closed the first half on a 16-5 run, so it's a tight game at the break. What was Coach Young and the staff, what were they trying to tell you guys at the break as they kind of stayed in the game at the end of the first half, ASU?
Yeah, Coach actually said something super interesting at halftime. He told us, we got some veterans, we got some crazy talent in our locker room, and we got to play with more swagger. Like, this is our gym, this is our place. We got to, you know, not cockiness, but confidence, like we own it. And so I thought the second half we did a really good job on both ends of the floor having that swagger.
Yeah, I think the defensive swagger is getting better. I think this team has really improved, especially in the last, you know, 4 or 5 games. Do you see that as well? What do you see as the improvement on the defensive side of things?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pieces that factor into it. A lot of new guys learn to play together, a new system. But ultimately, we just dialed in on 3 main things, and we call them our standard operating procedures. And that's allowed us to be great defensively. We just focus on making sure it's a tight floor with our guys in great help positions. We're rotating and talking and finishing it with a rebound. And so those 3 things have really helped us as a team by just simplifying things and being better, you know, flowing together as a defense.
ASU had won 6 of 7 coming into this one, so it's a really nice win. And as important as anything, it's a Big 12 win in a very tough conference.
Yeah, no, it's huge for us, especially, you know, a lot of guys' first Big 12 game to get out here. Our fans showed out, even though, you know, it's the break, so we appreciate Cougar Nation.
And did they ever. Almost 17,000, the official number tonight, 16,9-something.
They always show out for us, and the energy was great. But, yeah, it's the first one of many, I think, so we got to, you know, stay even keeled, learn what we can from it, obviously celebrate today. Happy New Year's to everyone, but then we're going to just keep getting better every day.
And we are off to Houston on the weekend. The Clash of the Cougars should be a fun one. Dallin, congrats again on the win. Thanks for today.
Appreciate you guys.